TWK Agri started off as a group of wattle growers with a common interest and goal. 82 years later, the business has branched into different sectors, including grain, logistics, and insurance. And it provides an important lesson for black businesses in particular on how to consolidate its product base and then diversify. We asked TWK's Agri's Executive Manager of Corporate Services, that is Mr. Dupie van Rensburg, what are the lessons learned from the cooperative model and its evolution into a PTY? Now, Dupie, let's start at the beginning. What initially brought about the need for those operating in the timber sector in Piet Retief back then in 1940 to pull together under the then Transvaal Wattle Growers Cooperative Agricultural Company Limited?
Hi, Zinkiza. Yes, back in 1940, the timber growers in the Piet Retief area couldn't compete against your bigger producers and the more commercial producers. So they decided that they're gonna form a cooperative. And basically what they tried to do is to get more volumes into the market and approach more market segments. And essentially that resulted in more bargaining power for their products and services, and at the end of the day, to get a better price for their products and services.
Mm. So what would you say are the benefits of operating as a holding company with multiple divisions in different sectors? How would that better position TWK Agri Holdings as an organization?
Well, as any green investor will tell you, the most important thing is to diversify your portfolio. And I think that's the same principle that we apply in TWK as well. You know, some of our sectors, we do exports of timber, and then on the fertilizer side, we have to do imports of some of our raw products. And that hedges you against the rand-dollar fluctuations. And, you know, there's so many factors that affect the economy these days. And there's not one sector that outperforms each other on a constant basis. So it's basically a hedging tool, and to ensure that we can still perform according to our shareholders' requirements, and to mitigate all the risks that surrounds all the different sectors.
Mm. And how do you then, because it is, after all, multiple divisions, vastly different, so how do you manage to align these and that they function effectively to benefit all those under the group?
Sangeeta, it's actually quite simple. So our approach from TWK is to add value through the whole value chain of a farmer.
Mm.
And it starts with everything, you know, from the input of the farmer until the production of timber and crop, and then the eventual marketing of the product, and then also the covering of the trees in terms of insurance, etc. So TWK, the demand comes from our market, and we listen to our clients, and we react on their demands.
Mm. We are still taking care of business on Rise FM with TWK's Agri Executive Manager of Corporate Services, Dupie van Rensburg, on the evolution of the company. Dupie, decades after inception, we see TWK establishing its own service divisions like TWK Insurance, and we see a financing sector as well. How was it decided which service additions would be necessary, and how would they then fit into the group?
It's, like I mentioned before as well, it's a part of our clients' expectation, and being situated in the Makondo area, which is quite a rural area, there's lots of services that one can find in the more city areas, which is not available in the Makondo area. And TWK sees itself as a role player that wants to provide those services to the clients where they can't find it otherwise. So we mostly play within the secondary agricultural market, and that's where we try to operate most of the time. Well, as time goes by, obviously there's a few market opportunities or business opportunities that one cannot ignore, and then we seize the opportunity as well. And by following that approach through a number of years, we ended up where we are today as a multi-diversified company.
And I like that you mentioned this, because it's multi-diversified, because I would like to know, at which point did the TWK Agri Holdings decide to open its operation to products and services that are beyond, obviously, the timber sector? And do you think, or should I say, how has that then shifted operations?
So that's a good question. I think in the area that we operate in, we work with a lot of farmers that has got various farming operations, and we work with a lot of emerging farmers as well. And essentially, the emerging farmers focus more on your cattle and then your maize, etc. And we realize that we cannot focus on timber alone in our area. Yes, we do operate in the timber belt of South Africa, but there's so many more components. And as you know, agriculture is constantly changing. The markets are changing. And 1 year, a farmer can produce soya, the next year maize, the next year they can plant another crop, or whatever the case might be. So farmers react to the market, and I think TWK, we realize that we need to react to the market as well. And it's basically to address the needs of our clients that we had to adapt as well.
And clearly you're doing it right. I mean, 82 years later, multi-divisions, diversified beyond imaginable. So thank you so much, Dupi, for joining us.
Okay, no, thank you. It's just a pleasure, Lungita. But I can also mention, I know a lot of people's got the perception that TWK is operating as a cooperative. We're a privately owned company, and anybody can become a shareholder of TWK.
Oh, okay.
We are listed on the Cape Town Stock Exchange, and you're more than welcome to visit the Cape Town Stock Exchange and acquire some of our shares.
That could be a very good investment, if I say so myself. But thank you again, Dupi.
Okay, thank you, Lungita.
And that was TWK Agri's Executive Manager of Corporate Services, Dupi van Rensburg, taking us through the evolution of the what was once a timber organization, which has now branched off into grain, logistics, financing, and insurance, and many other sectors.